Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I'm your host for this podcast. And today we've got some exciting news. We have a lovely lady from Germany. So it is 10 o'clock in the morning for her. It is 6 o'clock at night for me here. So it's really exciting being able to connect with people from all over the world to give you some information about intuition and about how you can improve your life in many, many different ways. So Patricia, who is our guest today, is Patricia Lindner. I have to say it properly because she is German and doesn't roll off my tongue very easy, but she is a creative coach and a consultant, and she has terrific English because that's one of her biggest focus was learning English, or is actually teaching English. So she focuses on English speaking clients worldwide. Now, what she does, or what she is a travel guide for people's souls. And when she told me that, I thought, oh my goodness, what an amazing way to describe it. It's just fantastic. But I'm not going to say too much more because I want to introduce you to Patricia. And here she comes up on screen now. Hi, Patricia. How are you going?
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be on this amazing show with you. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Oh, so am I. I love this because I get to learn so much about everybody. It's really cool. And what they do, it's so surprising how many different modalities there are out there and the ways that we can connect with ourselves and how to do that. And that's what's really important. But what I would like to know is, let's first talk about you. What put you in you're a creative coach and a consultant. What put you into that sort of realm?
Yeah, so this is a great question. And Susan, I'm trying to make this long story short because this is, so my background is being a teacher and teacher's trainer. And I always thought this is the way it is meant to be. This is what fulfills me. And I climbed the career ladder. As you have to know, this teacher's trainer job is something that is really, it is something that only a couple of people just accomplish. And so I was so happy to be in this leadership position. And now I have to open up a parallel world. Ever since I have been on this developmental journey for myself, because I felt there is this growing void inside myself, dealing with health issues and not really feeling fulfilled. Although I earned enough money, I got the approval from outside, and I went on. When I really felt low in energy or dealing with pain and issues in my body, I went on this path. And it was about 5 years ago. My body really didn't work anymore. I couldn't get up. I couldn't walk because I was so in pain. And then I decided to take a year off and work on myself, relax, and tap into my intuition. And what my intuition showed me and told me was to stay out of work for a longer period of time. And so this is why I started making this hobby personal development, and I did those coaching apprenticeships, and I did art apprenticeships, and it was all meant to be for my own healing. and I started developing it into a program for people who want to do the same and want to really get to the core of who they are so that they can thrive and that they can shine and discover all their beautiful soul colors. And whoa. So, yeah, that's it.
That's amazing. So you were working full time and
yeah.
you actually left or you got sick? Like what was that catalyst that made you stop work or decide to stop work for 12 months and extended it? What was the catalyst for that?
So really it was a lot of pain going on in my body due to the Epstein-Barr virus. And and so to be honest, I wasn't that bold. I only told them that I'm going to stay out of work for 1 year. So I didn't dare to make this great leap and leave the job. I just said I need to have 1 year off and then having the time to really listen carefully to what my soul has to tell me and what it is yearning for and what way I should walk. Then I decided to change and to really step out of this teacher's work.
Wow, that's incredible. Because that, I mean, I guess you were sick and I understand that that gave you the catalyst to step away. But it's still challenging to step away from something that, you know, that's bringing that income, that security, and to move away from it. But you have done it in such a way that it's allowed you to grow and then to go even further and help other people.
Yeah.
So when we talk about things like that, so you're obviously, as you said, you're following your intuition, you're following your gut, and you're understanding where you needed to go. So when you had your 12 months off, which ended up being extended and it's never gone back, what were some of the little triggers that you felt? Because one of the things I like to explain to my audience is how they feel, what makes them feel that way to move in that direction, or what does their intuition feel like to get them to go forward in one way or to change how they're looking at things and move differently. So what are some of the little things that were happening to you during this 12 months or during this period that made you realize you were never going to go back there?
Mm-hmm. So it was not that clear in the beginning. I have to really admit that, because it took me a couple of months even to get out of this hamster wheel of getting up and functioning and getting the approval from outside and telling myself the stories that my mind, and I think the mind really is a liar, that my mind was telling me. So I felt like now I'm a nobody, that I'm outside of this job. I knew that I accomplished so much, because I don't know how I even could do that. As you said, I was working full time, and I have two amazing kids. So there was a divorce, and I did all the self-developmental tools. I did the apprenticeship, so I didn't even realize, or I don't know how I could really do that. But finally, I think when I took this rest, or I rested for a couple of months, I went back to create stuff and to paint. This is so my creative pathway is painting and also writing. And so I had time to tap into this creative mode again, and this opened up a whole new world to me. And I took the time to get out into nature, which I totally love. And so I slowed down. So this was the healing, the beginning of the healing. And I didn't realize that this will be taking off another year and getting out of this job. So it was not that fast paced. It was just really slowly that I tapped into this intuition and out of my head, because I think I have this strong, intelligent mind talking to me all the time.
Yeah, that analytical mind going up and saying things.
Yeah.
What you were just saying, I just found that really interesting in the fact that what you were doing for yourself.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing that for yourself, you've actually been able to create a business where you can help other people.
Yeah.
And that is so amazing because it's very, very similar to what I've done. I needed to work on me before you couldn't help anyone else, before you can even do anything. You have to have that understanding of who you are and what you are and where you come from and what your whole system is all about, which is really knowing yourself. And that's what our podcast is about today. It's the power of knowing yourself. So come on then, Patricia. It's time to tell us. Oh, hang on, before we go, because we've got a podcast as well as the TV show, and I just want to know the podcast, to let the podcast know that if you want to, there's creative coach and consultant Patricia Lindner. Website is obviously www.patricialindner.com. Now it's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Patricia, L-I-N-D-N-E-R. So it's Lindner. Yeah, Lindner. Yes. Okay, yes. I'm not good with that. I just wanted to put that out there first. But now Patricia's going to tell us all about the context behind the power of knowing yourself. Take it away, Patricia.
Yeah, so the power of knowing yourself, because I think most of the people, they think they know themselves, which is not true, and they are not aware of the way they talk to themselves, the way they think about who they are, and it is not so easy to pull back all the layers that just were created in the time of growing up and being this amazing, successful adult. And so I think it is really slowing down, turning inward, and accepting what you will find there without judging, without wanting to move on faster. And I'm always talking about myself because I know about phases where I really had those moments when I got impatient and I wanted to move on faster. I didn't think about creating this business. I wanted to heal myself and I wanted it to go faster and maybe go back into school. But then I saw this power of really knowing who I am and discovering my colors. And this came when I remembered who I really was, without the conditioning, peeling back the layers, that's what I said, with removing all those stories, the false narrative that was in my head. And I think most of the things that I believed about myself were due to conditioning in the early childhood. And I wanted to be this high achiever, and without achieving high, I am a nobody. And I remembered who I was. I remembered who this young creative girl was, who had those ideas. And I think I had this vision of going out there into the world and helping people remember who they are when I was a young kid. And so I took the time to remember and then to reclaim who I really was. And this is all about really accepting who you are, about loving yourself. And this is only in, so for me, it was only possible in tiny little baby steps, doing a lot of work, using a lot of different tools and techniques, slowing down and meditating, doing breath work, journaling, and finally retelling my story. And it was not until, so this is really something that I have to admit. It was not until maybe half a year or three quarters of a year ago that I really started retelling my story and telling the world who I was. It was so difficult to use this different sort of language that is feminine, that is spiritual, that is soft, that is colorful. And I always felt this, I want to call it shame, when I talked about healing, when I talked about the soft approach, when I said that I'm a creative healer, it felt like, oh, she's talking about woo-woo stuff, and she talks about intuition, and she talks about energy work. This is crazy. And so it always felt like I needed to hide behind a curtain. And turning
I know exactly what you mean. You almost feel like it's like a false persona that you're putting out, but you know it's really who you are.
Yeah.
It's really challenging. All right, what I want to do, because I know a lot of people are still on the very, very early stages of this, and you've talked about how you sort of had a 12 months off, or you finished work and you had 12 months off. If you can imagine, we've got a lot of ladies that are listening to this. They may have children, young children. They can't afford to put that time, can't afford to stop work, but they still want to start to learn about themselves or get an understanding of who they are. What is one of the first sort of easy, basic steps that they can start to integrate in their life now to help them learn about themselves?
Yeah, so very easy tools that they really could implement in their day, as I know that it is so difficult when you have small kids. So you're oftentimes running out of time, and it is just slowing down for a moment and noticing the breath and centering yourself, maybe going out for a quick walk and slowing down and really paying attention to the little things around you that you feel in the here and that you are in the here and now. So this is one tiny little thing, or just getting the awareness of the way you think and the way you talk, using language that is filled with acceptance, not judging yourself, and self-love, realizing that maybe you talk about yourself as being maybe the idiot, or you did something wrong. So this is another tiny little thing. Or journaling, just 5 minutes a day, jotting down your thoughts in the early morning before everyone gets up. So I think just baby steps that you can accomplish, not doing the big things and then being frustrated that you couldn't follow through. So I think this is when you want to work on your own, really doing those baby steps and turning inwards, listening to the inside, because I think everything you need is inside. And when you get help from a coach or someone outside of you, they just should help you to find the pathway to those inner gems and not make you dependent on them and their help. So I think this is very important for me.
Yes, I love that, because as a coach, and I've done the life coaching and stuff like that, as a coach, you mustn't make people dependent on you. You must make them be able to stand on their own two feet, and you're just there to, as support or as guidance. But what you were saying, I love what you said about you know, going out for a walk and or meditating or just having some time to yourself. And then you talked about journaling too. So one, we're sort of looking at a visual creative where you're sort of getting into yourself and you're getting an understanding of that side as a meditation. The journaling too, so, and the painting, because you said you did painting. I think it's finding those creative arts or those creative touches that allow us to get in contact with us, allows us to understand who we are. Even the old art of crochet and knitting. It's something you're doing, and you can use that as a active meditation. Something you're doing, your mind's occupied in doing the work, like the paint, like the journaling, but it's allowing that intuitive messaging and understanding to come through. But the other thing that really, and I don't mean to be repeating what you said, so I do apologize, but what you're saying is gold. I love it. The other thing you said is to be aware of our messages to ourselves. And I think that was my very, very first thing that I did, because I had 3 kids in 3 years. So I've worked out what was causing it and stopped, but it took me a little while to get there. When my kids were young, I started to be aware of the words that were coming out of my mouth. And in understanding that, like you're saying, is that are the thoughts that we have. And I would remember saying, oh, you idiot, what do you do that for? And then it was like, oh, a little light bulb moment saying, what did you call yourself?
Yeah.
And it's amazing the words we use, and when we're writing and when we're doing the things, the words we use have such a strong impact on us that that's something that they can do there and then straight away without any other work. And if they start to do that, when they do go to a coach, when they do go to a consultant, they're going to get a better result because they've already started that work.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's just sort of how I feel. Because they're on that path, they're not going cold turkey. They're already on that path. They've already started. All right, so where are we up to now? We've done the very basics. You've started there. You've started to have a look at what was going on in your inside of you. And before we go any further, can I ask, did you paint your logo in the back there?
Yes, I did.
It is gorgeous. You have to jump on the TV show to have a look at this. The colour is amazing. I love it. But it is a beautiful logo. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm back on solo so everyone can see it. But so what I would love to get a deeper understanding of is I've just started doing art, and I don't feel very confident in doing my art. But I have this little voice in the background saying, it doesn't matter what other people think. You've just got to do it. You've just got to allow it to flow. So how can we allow these creative juices to flow?
Yeah. So
how did you do it? Yeah.
So when I listened to you, two things came to me. First of all, when there is this little voice in the background of your head that tells you that you are so lucky that you can say it doesn't matter what other people think, but oftentimes there is this voice that is preventing us from getting creative or even starting anything. And so what I highly recommend is getting rid of the patterns, the sentences that you think you should follow, that you should believe, because they are the false narrative. Everyone is an artist, even though when you don't feel comfortable with painting or collaging or writing, you are an artist. There is so much creativity inside of you. And I think we all have this connection to creativity. But it just... maybe is hidden to the present moment. And so I highly recommend getting rid of those false sentences, patterns, bad memories, belief systems. And there I recommend an incredible method of getting rid of false narrative that is called logosynthesis. I guess nobody knows about this. it is like a tongue twister, logosynthesis. It is just getting rid of old stuff that you no longer need, for example, those sentences, just by applying 3 easy sentences. And it is not a woo-woo thing, because people... like doctors or psychologists, they use it in their practice. And I studied it for 3 years. And I think this helps a lot. And then, so in your case, when you say, yeah, I want to do that, there is no voice preventing me really from getting into this creative flow. I think letting go of the outcome is one of the most important things. Never thinking about what is the end product, what is the result, letting go of what it has to look like. And in the art that I do with my clients, so I do healing art, like real paintings on canvas. But when I work with clients, I use body-based art, body wisdom art, and everybody is able to do that because your body becomes the outline and the framework of the art that you are doing and creating. And so you just let your body talk and help your body to create the art that you are and create the medicine that is hidden inside yourself to get to know the next step on your journey.
I love that, because obviously this podcast is called The Art of Intuition, so I actually use art as well to show people what their intuition is telling them or guiding them to. So that is amazing. I love this. Now that you said something there, I wanted to ask again about. Oh, now you talked about creativity, and I absolutely agree with you. Because to me, creativity comes from the spirit as well, and that's how we are allowing this information and our intuition and messages come through our creativity. The biggest problem I find is people feel that creativity is painting or writing or music, and there's a lot more to it. Even creating a garden when you're planting the different plants is part of creativity. Even doing a spreadsheet, if you're very analytical, you can do that in creativity. Mm-hmm. There's so much about creativity that people are not aware of. And when you say let go of the outcome, can you imagine when you're growing a beautiful garden and this is sort of how you've designed it, but it comes up different? You're not going to go and pull the bloody things out. You're just going to sit there and enjoy them. So I really get that. That is really nice. But tell me a little bit more about this body art. Oh, this sounds really exciting.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm happy to do that. So it is, I call it body wisdom art. Soul-centered, soul-guided art, and you start with figuring out what you really want, what your goal is, what your intention is. And when you are focused on the intention, as this is your, so I can't say North Star for you Australians, right?
You can.
I just figured that out. So this is like your lighthouse, like the goal you want to reach. And so when you figured out what you're moving towards, then I help people tap into their body wisdom, connect with their body, honor their body, and then use the body on a really big piece of paper or canvas or whatever. It could be a piece of cloth as well. Paint this outline of the body that is in resonance with this goal that you are wanting to achieve. And so this could be a certain posture. This could be a certain movement. And then when you have this outline, it could be several postures. I have several examples on my new website that is going to be launched soon, because I wanted to show people about this body wisdom art. Then you're going to start a creative process, and creative portals will help you get into this creative flow. This could be dancing. This could be using oracle cards. This could be walking in nature. This could be energetically making sketches, like I have one right here.
Yes,
just doing something that brings you out of your head and then starting the painting process. And it could also be a collaging process. It could also be you feel like I want to dress up in a certain way, or I want to do something that is like crafted with my hands and use natural material. Just expressing what is inside of you. And finally, you will feel when the artwork is finished, then we sit together and we dialogue with this piece of art and ask this piece of art questions, and you intuitively will be guided to a solution that you could not think with your mind.
Wow.
And in the end, there is, and this is to make it like full circle, in the end, there is this tangible step that needs to be done, that you really move forward on your journey.
This is a first
step, a tangible action, because without this, everything is nothing. And it needs to be something that is maybe a bit challenging, but not a big thing, like a baby step that is a bit challenging, but not like overwhelming.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that sounds about. How long do they take? Like, is that like a weekend course? Is that like a week? Is that like a, like how long would that? I could imagine for me, it'd probably take forever.
Yeah. So I start with the longest version because this is the one that I prefer. But I can't offer it all the times. But I have this idea in mind to offer retreats that would take 5 to 7 days, and this body wisdom art would be included so that they really can tap into this creative process and into the intuitive revelation. So this is, I think, to really do this, at least one full day is needed, one full day or a weekend. I offered weekend workshops here in the local area, but I also do it in a 1 hour session with people, not using the whole body. And this is effective as well, but it is not this big artwork. It is just focusing on certain areas of the body and using the hands or what part comes to your mind, and creating a whole new solution, not with your thinking mind, but with your body wisdom and the creative flow. So it is from 1 hour to a whole week. And I prefer the whole week, but oftentimes this booster, creative booster session is something that is a good choice.
It sounds like something you'd want to do over a few days. It really does, and I mean, to really get the most of it. But we've just got down on the little ticker going across at the moment that you're offering out a complimentary call too. So if somebody wants to talk to you about anything to do with creative coaching or the consultation or the power of knowing you or even the body art wisdom, they can go to, go.oncehub.com and then / Patricia Lindner, Lindner.
Yes.
So go.oncehub.com/ Patricia Lindner. So, and she was going to give you a complimentary call. So jump on board if you want to get a bit more understanding of that. Okay, so we've talked about how we start with the power of knowing you. So we start with this and we have the creative juices going. Now, when they've started those, and say they've started, people have started those at home and they're just getting an understanding of it and they're sort of going, okay, now I want to go into another step. And we've talked about the body art, but you also do something else too. And I didn't know if I've got the name right for it. No, I can't remember what it was, but you talked about it earlier on before.
The human design?
Yes, that's it. Yes. Tell me a little bit. Sorry, I do apologize. Tell me a little bit more about the human design.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, this complimentary call, I do this for 15 minutes for free. So as a complimentary call as well. when people are interested in learning more about their human design, which means getting an energetic blueprint of who they are. And this is something that is a great starting point as well to figure out about all the superpowers that are maybe hidden, and also the challenges. And human design is a mixture of different things like the chakra system, astrology, the I Ching, quantum physics, and also the Kabbalah. And it is just by knowing the date of birth, the time of birth, and the place where you were born. I can run a chart, and it tells you what type of person you are. And it is not like getting a horoscope. It is very detailed on your energy centers, your health, your strategy on how to act or react in life. And it reveals a lot of hidden stuff that people, they say, now I feel so much validation. Now I am able and freed to live all these facets that are inside of me. And so this is something for a 15-minute thing to get to know it. And for a deep dive, it is at least 90 minutes and a whole lot of preparation work for me, like 4 to 5 hours to really go in depth.
And with that 90 minutes, do you do that via video so people from overseas can connect with you in that through the human design?
So I didn't get the start of your question.
The 90 minutes, do you do that via video or video link so people can talk to you similar to what we're doing?
And they receive a 15-page handout beautifully written down that they can always read through their human design. And it's a collection of all the facets and the insights that I share with them on a 90-minute call.
Yeah. I found with a lot of those type of things, and I've always played with those sort of things. I love them. Once you start to get an understanding of who you are, you actually create a more acceptance of who you are. And you sort of start to go, well, that's who I am, and it doesn't feel as alienating, if that makes sense. When you sort of sit down, and even if you're reading your, not so much the zodiac, but birth charts and different things like that, it gives you that really deep sense of who you are, and allows you to accept yourself more. That's how I found. What do you think? Do you feel that that's how it works with people?
Yes, and I also have this small no in my head. I thought about the human design chart, and I don't know if you or your audience knows about human design charts. It is about defined and open centers. And when the centers in this chart, they are very similar as chakras. When they are defined, this is like something that is fixed and this is typical for you. And when it is open, it means that you are very receptive, like antennas, and you get it from the outside. But and everything is inside you. So you have everything. You are complete and whole. And so you can develop certain things. It is not like fixated or fixed and you can't move away from what the chart shows you. It is working on this and improving and maybe stepping back, maybe adding something. It is just this awareness and the validation. And maybe it is a big relief that you find out, oh, I'm meant to really tune into my sacral and listen to my gut. This is my motor. Wow, now I know it. Now I know why it is so depleting to be inside my head all the time and wanting to answer all the questions with my thinking mind when your strategy is, or when your motor is, tuning into your gut.
Yes, Yes, and I guess that's probably where I'm going with that accepting. Yeah. It's like we sort of go, okay, in that context, we're sort of going, oh, no, I've got to think about it. No, I can feel it instead. I can feel it. Yeah. I had a lot of trouble when I went back to uni, and I went to uni when I was 48, university, and I did a three-year university degree thinking I needed to be a little bit smarter. Who knows why? But I had that problem. It was like, this is, we were given assignments to do, and straight away I would know exactly where I wanted to go with that assignment. But because it's university, you had to prove it. And I had to research it, and I had to do this, and I had to do that. And I was like, no, but I'd always get the same answer as what I started with. And I found that quite challenging because I couldn't just go by my gut like I used to go. I had to actually do it logically. So, I understand exactly where you're coming from. If we're not tuning into the right spot, we're not getting our full value. You know, we're not really achieving our full potential, is my wording. Yes, the full potential.
Yes.
Well, that was amazing. So if you want a complimentary call and talk about human design, book a call with go.oncehub.com/Patricia Lindner, and you can get a 50-minute call all about it. She goes right through it for you, and you can go from there. But is there anything else you want to finish off with, Patricia? Because we're just about out of time.
So I think we had a great conversation that feels for me like really whole, and I have this visual of it is round. It feels like full circle. I wanna add that it is so great to really spread this message and talk about the own journey and admit that it is not something about now I'm the enlightened person, I have no troubles, there is no roller coaster ride for me. Just lifting people up and encouraging everyone that it is worthwhile, even though there are phases where you feel like really frustrated, really maybe stuck. You are not. You're always on the right path. And sometimes you just need to tune into yourself a little bit or ask for a little guidance from the outside so that you can move ahead and really lead this life that you deserve, because there is so much more inside of you that wants to be discovered. There is a whole treasure trove of things inside of you, and it is right exactly the way you are. There is no second person that is exactly the way you are, and I think this is so amazing. You are unique, and the world needs you the way you are, so don't copy anyone, and love the version that you are and reveal your superpowers. I think that's it.
Love it. And yes, we do have the superpowers. Thank you so much, Patricia, for coming on the show. I'd ask you to stay on air because I can say goodbye properly then off air. And I am going to say goodbye and do all the things that I need to do now. So I'll catch up with you. But thank you so much for being on air. If you want to contact her, I will have all the details down in the description down below. So thank you, Patricia.
Thank you for having me, Susan. It was such a pleasure.
The pleasure was all ours. Hey, guys. That was lovely. So if you want to connect with her, just look in the bottom in the description, and it'll be all there. What an amazing lady, hey? And her English was so good. Like, it was better than mine, but then she is a teacher. Oh, dear. No, it was lovely. I just want to say, if you're happy to subscribe to the channel. That's the best way to go. If you want to connect with me, we can do it on Facebook in Intuitive Personal Development. I am actually doing live crosses on a Tuesday morning, Australian time. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And we're just looking at setting our intentions for the day. Otherwise, there's online courses at theartofintuition.com.au. But that's me for today. And I will catch up with you in a week's time. Yeah, for sure. All right. Bye for now, guys.